Also coming up this hour, a new band out of New York City called My Wonderful Boyfriend. We'll introduce you to them and hear this track, I'm Your Man. Plus the Irish singer-songwriter, C-Matt. And we'll go into the archives for a performance from a blues prodigy who made his first platinum record when he was only a teenager. You could run a red light, give up on your life. We'll tell you who that is coming up on World Cafe.
This is The Set List on KAXE, where we highlight live music around the area for the upcoming week. I'm Malachi Coons. We are taking a look at five shows this week, November 6th through the 8th in Gilbert, Grand Rapids, Nisswa, and Bemidji. First up, Rich Mattson is performing solo at the Orr House in Gilbert Thursday at 6 p.m. The Minnesota music scene veteran of bands like The Bitter Spills, Glenn Russell's, Ole Yeller, Tired Eyes, and many more is still going strong with his current band, The North Stars. He plays solo sets every first Thursday at the Orr House in Gilbert. On Friday, Michaela James is playing at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids at 6 o'clock. She is a singer-songwriter from Rapids who is currently based in the Twin Cities. She specializes in acoustic sets with guitar and ukulele. Michaela James at Rapids Brewing this Friday. Annie Humphrey and the Fire in the Village Collective have two stops on their fall music and arts tour this weekend. On Friday, they will be at their Room 203 space at the Old Central School in Grand Rapids, part of the First Friday Art Walk. Then on Saturday, they will be at Headwaters Music and Arts in Bemidji. Concerts with Humphrey are both days at 7 p.m., with additional arts events and gathering time during the day. The theme for the fall tour is the Warriors and the Powerless. One more show is the latest in the Grassroots Concert Series in Nisswa. Folk singer Kelly Hunt is playing at 7 p.m. Friday night. Based in New Orleans, Hunt's music draws from a wide range of influences, like the classic folk of Joni Mitchell, blues of Mississippi John Hurt, and even classical composers. It's Kelly Hunt this Friday at the Journey Church in Nisswa. The set list is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
You're in for a good one today. Hey, it's Kaleo. Glad you're here. Blake Mills, back in the day, was in a project with Taylor Goldsmith and Wiley Gelber called Simon Dawes. If that sounds familiar, yes, that band would eventually become Dawes. And we'll start with a track from Dawes from the LA band's fifth album, one produced by Blake Mills. Here is When the Tequila Runs Out off of We're All Gonna Die. It's Dawes on World Cafe.
Everyone that greeted me was moving slow and drinking fast. I was lost inside a painting on a wall. A pretty baby with a cigarette was looking for a place to ash. Stumbling toward the voices down the hall. They had filler on the stereo. Not the album, just the song. For two dancers all in white, and no one really knew. There were a lot of leather jackets. There was a haircut reading palms. There was a line outside the bathroom that didn't really move. Forgot the bathing suits, but felt like jumping in the pool. Right after making sure the underwater lights were on. I was staring at a silhouette. I was blushing like a fool. Letting everyone pretend they hadn't planned it all along. Then our host bust out of his bedroom with his glasses slightly bent. On the diving board to tell us how he feels. Ladies and gentlemen,
begun the initial descent. And now it's time to pull up on the wheel.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Sometimes new music pops on your desk and you're like, well, this is pretty cool. Do they have a huge story or scene behind them? No? It's okay. We're going to play the song. That's kind of the attitude that I have about My Wonderful Boyfriend, which also A-plus name for a band. Hard to find band names in 2025. That didn't stop My Wonderful Boyfriend. Band out of New York City. And also snagged a list on Stereo Gum's Best New Artists of 2024. So there's a little heat. Check out this track called I'm Your Man. New stuff, My Wonderful Boyfriend.
Yeah.
listening to World Cafe.
Talking together.
Back in 1988, Toots Hibbert made Toots in Memphis, which is mostly an R&B covers album and a classic one from Al Green, Love and Happiness there. Replacements with Can't Hardly Wait off of Pleased to Meet Me. We go into the archives for a great performance from David Crosby when we get back to the cafe.
You are tuned in to the World Cafe this Thursday afternoon here on member-supported radio KAXE KBXE. I'm Andrew DeZingle. Programming on KXE KBXE is supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funds are available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach the art, culture, and heritage of the state's diverse culture. That includes, but is not limited to, indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, recent immigrant communities, and veterans. Application and deadline information is online at mnhum.org/grants. Plans are underway for the 20th annual Back to Basics event on February 7th at Pine River Backus School. They are looking for presenters and vendors who are passionate about sustainable living. Proposals are due November 14th. Find more information at happydancingturtle.org.
Live from the archives, it's World Cafe. Going into the vault, got some live performances for you. We hope you enjoy them. This one always makes me smile because it reminds me of David Crosby's many appearances on this show being, well, very David Crosby-esque. Long time gone. It's World Cafe's Live from the Archives.
Long time coming. It's going to be long. been a long time gone, 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 gone. But you know, oh, your darkest hour now,
you break the moment, you're running to
recorded in 2017, Johnny Lang with Red Light. Johnny Lang, of course, blew up in the 90s, had that record Lie to Me that went platinum, and he was only a teenager. Pretty cool to have that session with him as an older adult, married with kids and, you know, playing with the Rolling Stones and B.B. King. If you want to hear that session, you can find it at worldcafe.org, along with thousands of performances and interviews we do live from the archives every day here on the cafe. Here's new music from CMAT called When a Good Man Cries.
With a cricket bat, I got what I want, and it kicks it flat. You know what I'm like, you don't deserve it. Baruch assault, her just deserts. She kept it at to show the world, and now it's sad like a mother. At night, how could you do?
And yet you start to recoil. Heavy words are so lightly thrown, but still I leap in front of a flying bullet for you. So what difference does it make? So what difference does it make? It makes none, but now you have gone. And I lied and why? Because you asked me to. But now you make me feel so ashamed, because I've only got two hands, but I'm still fond of you. Oh, so what difference does it make?
Guess it depends on what you're arguing about. Smiths, what difference does it make? CMAT, new music from their latest album, Euro Country, song called When a Good Man Cries. We're back in a moment with new stuff from an incredible singer-songwriter that you're going to just have to trust me. This is World Cafe.
You're listening to the World Cafe here on KAXE, KBXE, people-powered radio. My name is Andrew DeZingle. Support comes from KD Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota, downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KDFloral.com on Facebook and Instagram. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. Watermark Art Center in Bemidji opens the annual It's Only Clay exhibit Friday, November 7th, with a reception from 5 to 7. Awards and presentations begin at 5:30. The exhibit is on display through December 23rd. Now I'll take you back to the World Cafe here on KAXE, KBXE.
Welcome back to World Cafe. I promised you an incredible singer-songwriter. What was I thinking? Well, Madison Cunningham is not going to let me down. We've been following her work for years. Her most recent album, Ace, is one of our favorites. It is heartbreaking and beautiful and intense. And here's a perfect example. the song Break the Jaw. It's Madison Cunningham on World Cafe.
We may never forgive each other.
phosphorescent. Right on, right on. Putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Appreciate you listening. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. And if you'd like more World Cafe, you can get it on demand, whether you follow our YouTube channel or visit our podcast page, World Cafe Words and Music, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
Amanda Shires wasn't sure she wanted to document the feelings surrounding her divorce from fellow songwriter Jason Isbell. But with a little convincing, she realized it was exactly the album she needed to make. Amanda talks about creating Nobody's Girl, the song she will never sing live, and what her daughter with Isbell thinks of the record on the next World Cafe.
That were bird sounds and stuff. So.